By the end of the lesson, the learner should be able to define the term system design, state the purpose of system design, and identify various tools used in system design. System design. This is the stage where the system development moves from the conceptual to the physical aspect of the life cycle. This requires great imagination with due emphasis on ground realities. In this phase, the specifications of the current system are studied to determine what changes will be needed to incorporate the user needs not met by the current system. The system is therefore defined in terms of its specifications, which include report or output designs, whereby the output design is either the printed report or format that is displayed on the computer screen. It should be based on the user requirements. Input form design. An input form is a form used for entering new records or modifying records in a file or database. Data flow diagrams, DFD. The DFD is a diagram that shows how the data manipulated by a system flows through the various processes. System flowchart. This is a diagram showing an overview of the process in a complete system. They are a well-established method of showing inputs to a particular part of the system, what actions are taken to process the data, what moves out of this part to somewhere else. The basic system flowchart symbols are as shown. The next diagram is a sample system flowchart for a payroll system. Table or file designs. A table is a set of data elements that is organized using a model of vertical columns or horizontal rows. A table has a specified number of columns but can have any number of rows. Each row is identified by the values appearing in a particular column subset which has been identified as a candidate key. The output of this phase will consist of the specifications that must describe both what the new system will do and how it will work. The output is specifications of the new system.